Good afternoon, everyone. The Appropriations Subcommittee on Criminal Civil Justice will now come to order. Haley, please call the roll.
Chair Perry?
Here.
Senator Wright?
Here.
Senator Baxley? Senator Bracey?
Here.
Senator Gaynor? Senator Pizzo?
Here.
Senator Rodriguez?
Here.
Senator Torres?
Here.
The quorum's present.
Thank you. And we have an excused absence from Senator Baxley. Members, anybody wishing to speak before this committee, if you could please make sure you fill out an appearance card. If you get a topic that you want to talk on and haven't filled one out, you're still welcome to do it. Just make sure you fill one out at before you get out of this meeting. Silence any electronic devices. And we're going to go a little out of order. And also, it's Probation Officer Day, isn't it, today? So I know we got some probation officers. We want to welcome you to the Florida Capitol and to the Florida Senate, and thanks for being here. So, members, we're going to take up tab 2, CS for SB 760 on human trafficking by Senator Berman. Senator Berman, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. SB 760 was born out of the Palm Beach County State Attorney's Office of Sex Crimes Unit, and I want to thank my state attorney, David Ehrenberg, for bringing this idea to our attention. He noted that there were distinct issues with prosecutors who were unable to pursue adequate and consequential charges against some of those who were engaged in human trafficking. This legislation fills the gaps. First, the in order for human trafficking, having a human trafficking offense against an adult victim requires coercion. So this term, this bill expands the term coercion to include alcohol and the withholding of income from a person which he or she earned. Second, there are two existing crimes under the prostitution statute where the penalty will increase from second degree misdemeanor to second degree felony. They are lines 94 and 96 of the bill, which are to own, establish, maintain, or operate any place, structure, building, or conveyance for the purpose of lewdness, assignation, or prostitution, and lines 105 and 110 of the bill, which are to direct, take, or transport, or to offer or agree to direct, take, or transport any person to a place, structure, or building with knowledge that such purpose is for prostitution, lewdness, or assignation. The third thing that the bill does, lastly, the bill creates a new crime. The new crime under the prostitution statute makes it unlawful for a person to engage in the procurement of a prostitute with the intent to benefit financially or receive anything of value from such procurement in order to target pimp-like behavior. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, members. Any questions? Senator Pizzo, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. An underlying offense of prostitution of adult that the commits is a first-degree misdemeanor, correct?
I believe so.
And then your bill, I think when you're thinking of it in terms of human trafficking, Mr. Chair, if I could just follow up.
Please.
You're thinking in terms, obviously, of something very predatory, preying upon people and monetizing.
And using the pimps. Sure. We're working to attack the pimps, not the Johns or the prostitutes.
But my question is, on the section where it speaks to transporting, let me get the words correctly, from a second degree misdemeanor to a second degree felony to direct, take, or transport any person, any place, structure, or building. There was a sliver of time when I was a prosecutor, here's my question, where there were sex workers who had a friend, boyfriend, brother, whatever, drive them for their own safety and security when they were 19, 20 years old, 25 years old, going to a customer or client's house, and they were afraid, and that person was driving really for their security. Sort of like a, not promulgating, it's the sex worker's trade, and by somebody who was concerned about their safety, not actually about pimping them out. And that would make that person who's driving the sex worker subject to 15 years in state prison.
And I do understand that, and that is what you're going to hear a little bit from my public defender in Palm Beach County who has some concerns with the bill. And we are going to work with them to try and narrow the bill on those two places where we increase it from a misdemeanor to a secondary felony to make sure that we address the pimps and not the Johns or, in your case, a friend who was doing this.
Okay, thank you.
So
thank
it does,
you.
Yeah.
Further questions, members? We're going to go in public comment section. We got a lot of them. I think most people are waving. We do have time, but we also have members who have to leave and make sure we have a quorum. They have other bills to present. So we'll try to get through these reasonably quick. So Deborah Baker-Rion is waving in support. And again, if I say this, or yeah, if I say that and you want to speak, please feel free to come up here. Carolyn Taylor waving in support. Sherry Cruz? Kren? Something? Waving in support. Jean Sebenler? Waving in support. Terrible with these names. Elizabeth Sandberg? Waving in support. Catherine White? Waving in support. Judy Byrne Riley? Waving in support. Carrie Hallwart? Speaking against? You are recognized.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm Carrie Howitt. I'm the public defender in Palm Beach County, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Florida Public Defenders Association. And I have spoken with Senator Berman, who is my senator, and I am very proud of that, about our concerns. And I think it is a concern about unintended consequences, both the consequences Senator Pizzo addressed as well as the consequence regarding somebody who uses a conveyance, right, uses a car, and what is not an uncommon scenario is a person, often known as a John, picks up a sex worker in the car, they go around the corner, they perform a sex act, it is over, that is the end of the relationship. It is my reading of the bill that that could expose that John to up to 15 years in prison for that act. And in fact, I think it could expose the sex worker as an aider or abettor to these crimes as well. So I just think that these are unintended consequences. I know that Senator Berman has very good intentions with this bill and look forward to working on clarifying the language a bit so that we're sure we're targeting the social ill that we're intending to target, going from a second-degree misdemeanor punishable up to 60 days in jail to a second-degree felony punishable up to 15 years in prison is a very big jump and probably unnecessary for what I think the intent of the bill is. So with those comments, I look forward to speaking further with Senator Berman and working some of this out, and I am certainly welcome to answer any questions.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Members, we are – that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Members, we're in debate. Any debate on the bill? Senator Pizzo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'm fully in support of everywhere your Senator Berman's trying to be and trying to get to. But I'm always terrified of, and this is not really self-help remedy, but a situation where someone's like, I'm not risking, you know, the street finds out real quick what we do up here, a lot quicker than we actually promulgate the rule and the actual statute. It took over a year for me to get my statute books for last year. But we had, and I don't know if you recall because you weren't sitting on the committee, but when we were talking about my HIV bill, a number of bills, we had a number of sex workers that came up here and testified. And if someone in good faith is actually trying to protect them, the opposite of, you know, of exploiting them, and they're facing 15 years, I know that's not your intended consequence. That's not the lens with which you're looking to it. But then I don't want someone to feel like they're risking that and not do it, and then the woman goes alone, and then something does happen. And I look at it, and I think that maybe the Madam Public Defender would agree. You're talking about a bunch of predicate acts, almost like a RICO case that you're putting together to talk about a whole scheme and a pattern of conduct. So I support the bill today, but I that needs to change.
Right.
Further debate, members? You're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'm glad these issues were raised today, and And this is the first I heard about them today, and they're good issues, and we do need to make sure to target the bill appropriately, because it really is to target the people who are engaged in human trafficking and prostitution, and not just, you know, the actual sex trafficker and the actual John and the victim or the prostitute, whatever the case may be. So we will work. This bill has another committee. We will work on it and get it going, but I'd appreciate your support for today. Thank you.
Thank you. Having closed, Haley, please call the roll and see us for SB 760.
Senator Baxley, Senator Bracey?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor, Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Chair Perry?
Yes, and by your vote, so CS for SB 760 is reported favorably. And while we got you at the podium, members, we're going to take up tab 3, which is SB 1518, Lactation Space, by Senator Berman. You're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. SB 1518 would require Florida courthouses to have a dedicated lactation space. There are a few exceptions, and that is if there is actually not a room that could be repurposed or new construction would be required. This bill has an important public purpose because we want to give breastfeeding mothers a clean and safe space and remove a barrier for women returning to the workforce. The room would be available for attorneys, jurors, courthouse staff, courthouse patrons. We are working very closely with the Florida Association of Women Lawyers, and they will be providing funding for this. And that is the bill.
Yes. We do. Members, questions? One question. The funding for this is coming from private funding from an organization. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Any more questions? We do have appearance cards. God, I need glasses. Thomas Moore, is that right?
Thomasina.
Sorry, I have no glasses. That's small handwriting. You're waving in support. Is that correct? Thank you. And Deborah Baker-Rion is waving in support. Thank you. Members, we're in debate. Any debate on this bill? I just want to tell you, thank you so much for bringing this forward, and thank you for keeping on me to put it on the calendar. So with that, you're recognized to close.
I'll wave close. Thank you.
Thank you. Haley, please call the roll for SB 1518.
Senator Baxley, Senator Bracey?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor? Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Chair Perry?
Yes, and by your vote, so SB 1518 is reported favorably. And I'm going to turn the chair now over to Senator Wright. You have the floor.
Thank you much. Thank you very much. So, members, let's take up tab 1, CS for SB 752 on probationary or supervision services for misdemeanor offenders by Senator Gaynor and Senator Pizzo. Senator Pizzo, you are recognized to explain this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. CS for SB 752 removes what we have in place right now, statutory prohibition on a private entity providing probationary or supervision services to misdemeanor offenses. And you may ask yourself, like, they do that in many places. However, they do so out of county court and not out of circuit court. And this would allow for private entities to conduct probationary services of misdemeanors that were perhaps once felonies but broken down to misdemeanors. That's the bill.
All right.
I think there's an amendment, though.
Yes, sir, there is. Are there any questions on the bill before we move on? Seeing none, there is an amendment. Let's take a barcode 319708. Timely filed. A sponsor is our own Senator Perry. Senator Perry, you are recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. This does two things. One, it does is allows for probation officers to conduct remote hearings. And if you think about that, we have a lot of people that have full-time jobs, and for them to be able to report to their probation officer in person, sometimes it's not feasible or practical. It does limit that to certain people on certain types of probation. We found out this worked very well during the COVID time, and so now we're just expanding that. The other thing it does, it allows the Department of Corrections to award 60-day reduction in probation for each educational achievement a probationer completes. These are things like a high school diploma or other degrees, and this continues on for each 60 days for each approved educational or vocational training that they do. And that is the amendment.
Thank you very much, Senator Perry. Are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, we do have some appearance forms. Two of them, to be exact. Amy McCourt, is it? Waiving in support. And Dennis Rock, waiving in support. Okay. Is there any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Senator Perry, you're recognized to close in your amendment.
Well, thank you. And I can tell you from personal experience, a lady who works for me, her probation officer was about a 50-minute drive from our office, and for her to do that report and then drive back and do that multiple times wasn't conducive for a good work environment. So this will help her and help really thousands and thousands of other people step into the modern technology age and help everybody out. So I ask for your support.
Thank you very much. All in favor of the amendment, say yay. Yay. All opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted. Okay, now back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? All right, I don't see any. We're going to go into appearance forms. We have several. Again, Amy McCourt, I believe it is, waving in support. Dennis Rock, waving in support. Pardon? Is it Denise? Oh, I'm sorry, Denise. Denise, I'm sorry. Wasn't even close. Katie Bornett, okay, waving in support. Couldn't be Smith or Jones. It has to be these different names. Okay, we have Nate Schmidt, waving in support. We have Katie Bennett, okay, waving in support. Tammy Marcus, waving in support. Are any of these people here? Vanessa Brownlee? No. Waving in support. Sebastian Catley. Waving in support. Lori Hipster. Waving in support. Rayfield Bird. There you go. We have a winner. Waving in support. Terry Washington, or Tracy, excuse me, Washington. Waving in support. And who is this guy here? Sabarzo Jr.? Thank you so much. He's waving in support. Okay. Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Pizzo is recognized to close on your bill as amended.
Briefly, it's serendipitous that we have the good men and women who conduct probation. They have 144,000 people under supervision right now, and this is going to hopefully remove some of their caseload to be able to concentrate on those who do need closer supervision. In the back of the room, we're joined by those who are returning citizens. So welcome both of you. Maybe there's some familiar faces, but everyone's friends here now. And appreciate your support in the bill.
Thank you very much. Haley, will you please call the roll on CS for SB 752?
Senator Baxley? Senator Bracey?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor? Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
And by your vote, CS for CS, SB 752 is reported favorably. Senator Perry, I will return the chair to you.
Thank you. Are there any members who missed votes that would like to acknowledge them right now?
Chairman.
Senator Bracey?
Yeah, I don't have a vote, but as this group is leaving from FRC, I just wanted to recognize them, Florida Rights of Restoration Coalition. They are here advocating on behalf of a number of reform issues to the criminal justice system, and so they have been on the front lines of this advocacy, so I just wanted to recognize them. I also see Equal Ground, who also does a great job in advocating on a range of issues, and their leadership is from Orlando, so I definitely wanted to recognize them. If you could just raise your hand, thank you for being here. Thank you, Chairman.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to do that, but they were quicker. I'm glad you called them there. So, Senator Gaynor. Without opposition, show that a motion approved. Any other senator?
May I speak?
Senator
Thank you.
Wright?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I, too, just want to thank all of our parole officers for all the hard work that they do to help our young men and women that maybe went on the wrong track for a while and get them back into society. I know it's a tough job. It's frankly, to me, it's kind of a scary job. and I appreciate all the great work that you do to help all of our citizens get back on the right path. Thank you.
Seeing no further business before this committee, Senator Torres moves that we adjourn. This meeting is adjourned.